Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batch with Congressman Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes, and author Devin Nunes, author of Countdown to Socialism. Devin, you're on your freedom tour, and you're headed back to Congress soon enough. What is mysterious right now is the fate of the trillion-dollar package that the Biden administration, when Congress went into recess, said it was advancing to help the American people recover from the pandemic. Since then, there have been a lot of upsetting turns. One of them, of course, Kabul in Afghanistan. Another, Delta variant. And the president has gone in a new direction, not celebrating the success over the virus, but mandating vaccines. At the same time, the progress continues, I believe, in conversation with the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, Dan Henniger. Progress somewhere proceeds with the trillion-dollar package. What do people want to know on your freedom tour about that trillions and trillions? What is there for us to understand about what's going on? Where is it?
Well, John, in the big picture, you know, this freedom tour is a long march to the 2022 midterms. We're visiting districts all over the country, and starting next week, we'll actually be in Texas, New Mexico, Nebraska, Iowa, and later on in Pennsylvania and Minnesota. So we're covering the ground, looking to energize the base, to help recruit candidates, to help get people to run. And I can say on that front, we do have a record number of candidates at this time that have filed to run. So the Freedom Tour continues. We broadcast it live on Rumble. But while everyone is sleeping in these dark days of August, and maybe we were awakened by this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, but what people are forgetting is this is the biggest boondoggle, the biggest advancement towards socialism in the history of the United States, this so-called $3.5 trillion bill that the Democrats are trying to move that really hides itself as a $5 trillion bill because it starts all sorts of new programs. And just to kind of explain that a little bit, there are 12 committees in the House of Representatives that have jurisdiction over all the new programs that they're going to start. So this $3.5 trillion has been pushed down to 12 committees. The only reason they have to run it through committees is because that's how the budgeting rules work. So if you remember, they passed with a 50-50 tie in the Senate, this budget resolution. The two Democrats who claimed they weren't for it went ahead and voted for it. That set up a process. It was kind of the kickoff, the start gate. Everything now is it was then passed by the House. Everything's relegated to the House committees for what's called markup. So it's passing the individual pieces of legislation that will ultimately be put together and brought before the House of Representatives. Well, this is occurring during all of August. So most of the United States around the globe, they believe that the Congress is out of session and nothing's happening. And in fact, we had a hearing on Thursday, which at least C-SPAN did carry it. But on Friday, C-SPAN didn't even bother carrying it, John. And these are new programs that are going to break Medicare. This is adding all sorts of new programs that you can't imagine to Medicare, to a system that's already going broke. So there's no transparency. There's nobody watching. I'm trying to get the message out as best as I can. But what this really tells you is that they have to do this in the dark of night or in the dark days of August when no one's paying attention. Because if people really knew what was happening, if you think the trillions of dollars we spent over the last few years is bad, just think when you add numerous new entitlements, the green pieces of the Green New Deal, raising taxes across the board on every, just about anything that moves and any business that moves. It's really incredible when you look back why, when you have an economy that has been powering through a very difficult coronavirus with COVID, and all the situation that we've been dealing with the last few years, why? You have to ask yourself, why would they stop and just not let the economy continue to go and power through? And this is what, and why do I say this? We have nearly 11 million jobs, 10.9 as of last week, 10 million jobs available, and 8 million people that are on unemployment. Every business in America needs people to work. So why would you be tinkering with Medicare, with all sorts of new programs, all sorts of new startups, trying to socially engineer how energy is created in this country and around the globe, and how we move around the globe, and how corporations are set up, and small businesses are set up, and small farms are set up? It's every facet of our economy. They're trying to move to a socialist, neo-Marxist, and I'll say that again, a neo-Marxist system. And why do I call it neo-Marxism, John? It's because it's just the strangest thing, where you are injecting cults, whether it be a global warming cult, or, you know, the cult like we see in California, letting homeless people run all around, whether it's the cult on blaming global warming for all the forest fires. They're a patchwork of cults that they're piecing together in order to piece together votes to pass these this monstrosity of a package. And it's so much different than what you see the Chi-Coms doing, or Putin or other dictators do. That's why I call it neo-Marxism, because it's something that's never been tried before. They're basically taking half-baked, harebrained ideas that have proven over and over again not to work, and they're trying to push them on the American people. They're taking all the things that haven't worked in California, and they're trying to make it go national. And it's just quite frightening and unexplainable at this point.
California, the recall, within hours, the recall vote. The polling that we read about in Los Angeles Times, for example, says that Gavin Newsom is going to be retained as governor. What have you learned about Gavin Newsom, about the California Democratic Party, about the way recall works in these last weeks of the, what I take as overwhelming advertising on your television and radio?
Well, John, it's obviously very close to call, because you don't see a lot of polling. And as a matter of fact, a lot of the polling has gone dark. And I think that's largely because they don't know who's going to show up. Now, they're feeling pretty cocky because they mail ballots out to everyone, and so far the Democrats are leading the Republicans. Now, because of all the voter fraud that's been around the last couple of years, Republicans are reluctant to mail those ballots in. So it really is going to come down to who's going to show up at the end. I think you're going to see a real slug of Republican ballots come in at the end, and then you're going to get to who really wants to go vote to retain Newsom. And the Democrats must be worried, because they've sent in Kamala Harris, Biden, and now you can't turn on the television here in California without seeing Barack Obama. Barack Obama is everywhere, so he must be the last solid guy who can push out people to vote. And, of course, it's the same old garbage back to Obama, calling Republicans, anti-vax and anti-science, and you better go save Newsom. So my guess is that, they're probably dropping, 200 to 250 million when you take all the dark money. Republicans might have, you take Larry Elder, maybe 15 to 20 million in total. So we're going to get outspent 20, 30 to 1. But look, it's close. And I would say this, if it wasn't for the recall, we'd still have, everything would be in full lockdown mode, with not one mask, not two masks, but probably seven masks. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi would be getting her hair cut with no mask, and Newsom would be partying it up at the French Laundry, and Nancy would be having her ice creams when everybody else is suffering. But I can say for one thing, what the recall has created, it has shown, I think, a lot of people. It's opening people's eyes to how socialism's gone nuts here in California, because people are, because we have to win one soul at a time, one mind at a time. You have to get the message out, because there's no media here in California. The social media companies engineer and censor everything. So it's really just the big 4x8 signs and yard signs that you see all over California, people getting out to the street. And you just hope, you know, that we'll educate enough people to eventually turn this state around. If we can do it before everybody leaves to Florida and Texas and Idaho and everywhere else.
I'm told, Devin, that the television and the radio is wall to wall for Gavin Newsom. Is that correct? Everywhere?
Absolutely. That's what I meant by Barack Obama. It's not just that it's Gavin Newsom. It's specifically Barack Obama.
I see.
So he must be the only one that motivates people to get out and vote. Matter of fact, Biden and Harris, you don't hardly hear about. She made an appearance, but it was not covered by the media. So my guess is that they're still nervous. So they still got to get their people out to vote. And they just, right now, they're counting their blessings that Republicans have not turned in their ballots. But I find that hard to believe that Republicans won't turn in their ballots. I think they just don't trust throwing them in the U.S. post office into the mail.
Finally, the president made an announcement at the end of last week mandating companies, private enterprises, about the vaccine. And it comes in many forms, but I believe they're using OSHA, the Occupation and Safety Administration, to press companies to either to vaccinate their employees or to fire their employees. Is that how it's being interpreted in California? You're fired if you're not vaccinated?
Well, number one, you can bet that the Democrats here will probably, whatever Biden does, they'll probably double or triple it. But, you know, the fact of the matter still remains that the vaccines are largely unproven. And, you know, I have no issue. I'm fully supportive. I think if you have underlying conditions, you should get vaccinated. But I think a lot of people are questioning now, wait a second, this Delta virus seems to be breaking through. We have a lot of people that are in the hospitals here. It's very, very serious. A lot of people that I know have died. And I think people are saying to themselves, well, wait a second, you're pushing face masks that don't seem to be working, closures that didn't work, that you guys don't even follow, vaccines that aren't working. So what gives? And then we see, you know, what the key really has been the whole time that we can't get our – I talk about it. You see the state of Florida and Republican governors talking about it. But it's not so much the importance around a mask or vaccinating as much as it is getting treated early. There's so many things that you can take within the first 24 hours of coming down with COVID, as somebody who lived through COVID. There's simple things that you can get prescriptions for immediately. You don't have to even wait for a test, but there's things like steroids that tend to help, breathing treatments that tend to help, you take like Z-Pak, antibacterial that seem to help. And a lot of the doctors that I talk to seem to think that early treatment quick with long proven drugs are proving to be lifesavers. It's the people that wait around, they wait for a test, they don't go outside, they don't take care of themselves, they worry, and then pretty soon you're on day 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 and you're sick with pneumonia, and that's when you're in a lot of trouble because your body doesn't get enough oxygen. So, you know, look, I'm just talking about what I see on the ground, doctors that I'm talking to, and what people see Biden and company doing. It seems more about keeping their thumb on people, forcing, you know, running around, forcing vaccines, running around, forcing that's not constitutional, forcing the face masks when, you know, Republicans, most Republicans around the country know that Barack Obama, who's, you know, running around about anti-vax on our television set, we know that he had a super spreader birthday party where, you know, people didn't wear masks. So, you know, what gives? And I think the more people that find that out, the more people get ticked off and say, look, we're tired of this garbage. And instead, you know, Republicans are trying to do things like, hey, get to your doctor quickly. You come down with a fever, you got a cough, get to the doctor. Don't run around and listen to, you know, throw on a face mask and go get a vaccine. You need to go get yourself treated, and it'll save your life.
Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes at Apple Podcasts. Author Devin Nunes, author of Countdown to Socialism, and it sounds like the countdown is going to zero in California. And Congressman Devin Nunes, 20 years later from the attack on the United States to today, the uncertainty of the immediate future in Congress. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.